You can use many of the methods I outlined in the chapter titled Setting Up Shop for finding flexible sellers of mobile homes. Let's review them again and look at methods that are unique to this market. Local banks. Not all banks are going to loan money on mobile homes, but some do. In the course of doing business, banks do repossess mobile homes. Most banks prefer to loan on mobile homes only when the borrower also owns the lot, so the foreclosure frequently includes both. When a bank does repossess, it almost always gives the property to a local broker to sell. But by making contact with a bank officer in charge of mobile home REOs, you might be able to circumvent the broker and save the commission. Another lead, newspaper ads. You can review newspaper ads run by owners looking for evidence of flexibility, as I discussed previously. These ads often appear in free magazines as well as the classified section of your local newspaper. Likewise, you can place your own newspaper ad in the Mobile Homes for Sale or Mobile Homes Wanted section. For example, your ad might say, "I'll pay cash for your mobile home. Quick closing." Here's another lead. For sale signs. You can drive through the mobile home communities or parks you have targeted looking for sale signs. If the park doesn't permit signs, get to know the park manager or owner. Another source. Bulletin boards. You can also post business cards or 3x5 index cards on local bulletin boards stating that you want to buy a good used mobile home for cash. Post the cards at businesses with bulletin boards located near your targeted parks, for example, at grocery stores, gas stations, hardware stores, and laundromats. Another source, flyers. If mobile home park restrictions don't prohibit you from doing this, you can distribute flyers to all owners in the park. In the flyer, you'll explain that you're interested in buying good, used mobile homes and will pay cash for quick closings. And your car. Driving through parks to find for sale signs will often give you other valuable leads. For example, when you see people in their yards or out walking, stop and ask them if they know about any units that might be for sale. People. In addition to the resources listed previously, don't forget your available people resources like park owners and managers, mail carriers, mobile home movers, dealers, and people who have bought from you in the past. Each of these resources can prove very valuable when you're searching for a buyer or seller. Mobile home park owners or managers can be excellent sources of leads. Even when for sale signs are allowed, owners or managers frequently know about units coming up for sale even before the formal sale period begins. When you've identified the mobile home parks or communities where you want to do business, make it a point to develop a relationship with the owner managers. Be willing to offer them compensation, for example, $100, for any leads that they supply that you end up purchasing. Many times mail carriers will know about a unit for sale, either because of a sign on the unit or a change of address card. Offer a referral fee for information leading to your purchase of a mobile home. Mobile home movers are familiar with the mobile home parks and homes in your area. Motivated sellers sometimes contact them asking if they'll buy a mobile home. Mobile home movers can therefore be good sources for information about mobile homes for sale. Dealers will take trade-ins for new units and are often willing to sell these used mobile homes at a reasonable price. You might also find someone who's attempting to purchase a mobile home from a dealer and needs financing to do this. You could arrange that financing using your money or that of an investor with a very handsome return, as you'll see a little later in this audio chapter. Referrals from buyers who have purchased mobile homes from you before can put you in touch with friends and relatives who want to buy.